Hello?
Daddy?
Yes, hello, darling.
Hi. And how are you?
Fine, yes.
Mummy's in the garden with Adele. Do you want a coffee?
Oh, that would be nice.
There are some messages on the phone. Oh, and there's your mail.
Thank you.
Otherwise, nothing much to report. Oh, except my brother rang to say he's going to honour us with his presence this weekend.
Really?
Coming up Saturday.
Oh, that'll be nice. Whole family together for once.
And I think, but this is only me interpreting, I think he's going to have something to tell us.
What?
Well, either the agency have decided to make him a partner, or more likely, he's going to marry the lovely Stephanie.
So, it's definitely a partnership, but we don't know what kind.
Oh, very good, yes.
Best I can manage. Oh, thanks. Now, what do you think of that?
Oh, a jug. Is it my or? It
certainly is.
Oh, she'll be delighted.
We'll leave it there, see if she notices.
Anyway, I said I'd meet Eileen down the stables. Do you want me to tell Mum you're here, or do you want to be left in peace?
Oh, she'll find me soon enough.
You want to be left in peace. Oh, darling, you're home.
How are you?
Oh, fine. I'm supposed to be working, actually, but Adele called for a quick coffee about 2 hours ago.
Look at this.
What? Oh, no, I haven't got my glasses on.
It's a letter. I think I'm being blackmailed.
Who by? One of your authors?
No, I mean really.
Oh, do you know where those garden scissors have got to? Only Adele wants to take some cuttings. So.
It's got no address or anything. It's not signed.
Ah,
and it
here.
Says...
Oh, just let me take her these and then we'll talk when she's gone. Oh, you've brought this.
Huh? Oh, it's a little present.
And it's Myatt. Oh, darling. You're an angel. Thank you.
Just to prove I do think of you when I'm not here.
And I think of you. Only, just let me go and see to Adele. Oh, but it's lovely to have you back.
Is it nice to be back?
You come home and you catch me stealing from your garden.
You're not stealing.
Well, I feel as though I am.
Adele, you can steal from us any time. How's Lawrence, by the way? I haven't seen him since that barbecue thing.
No, you know Lawrence. Work comes first.
And his novel.
Oh, no.
Novel?
Lawrence is writing a novel.
You promised not to tell.
No, I didn't. Anyway, what's the use of writing a novel if you're going to keep it a secret?
Well, I just think he's a bit shy about Richard knowing because you're a publisher.
What's it about?
The law. I mean, you know Lawrence. What else?
Well, good for him. Tell him I'll be mortally offended if I'm not the first to see it.
Well, let's wait and see whether he ever finishes it first.
And look at this. He found me another Myatt for my collection.
Oh, he's too good for you. I keep saying.
I know.
Right. Well, I'd better get on. And thanks for these.
Oh, any time. Just help yourself.
Bye, Richard.
Bye.
Bye. Sorry about the novel.
No.
Only I could tell she was desperate for me to mention it.
I shall read it. Just because I'm a publisher doesn't mean I can't read books.
And what if it's awful?
Well, then I'll recommend him to somebody else.
No.
Now, I don't know what I'll do. Listen, never mind that. I am being blackmailed. Blackmailed? I've just opened this letter and...
Oh, yes. From some author or...
No, not from any author. Well, I don't know who it's from. It's not signed.
Mm. All right. But can I just ask, what time do you want to eat?
Well, any time. Listen.
What did you have for lunch?
Lunch? I had Dover sole.
Right. So we'll have the chicken. Sorry, go on.
Dear Mr. Gillian, and it's handwritten. Well, it's not even written. Printed.
Yes.
Dear Mr. Gillian, I have been watching you for some time and know all about your relationship with Melissa. I know when you meet and I have photographs to prove it. I shall write to you again, giving you more details and also telling you how much you must pay to stop me telling your wife and friends about this.
No.
Yes.
Well, let me see.
Well, you can't, not without your glasses.
I can if I squint.
And before you ask, no, I don't have the slightest idea who Melissa is or what on earth it's all about.
Well.
Like, weird. I mean, either they've got the wrong Richard Gillian or... Well, I don't know.
What's the address on the envelope?
Oh, yeah. Richard Gillian, Bellingham, Cheshire. Did well to find us, actually. Must congratulate the post office for once.
And you don't know anybody called Melissa?
No.
I don't mean carnally.
Not in any way at all.
She's not an author or...
No.
A colleague?
No.
Someone in your office?
No.
Well, who do you know with a name like that?
Well, aren't any names like that, Melissa?
No. Well, then, I can only suggest, darling, that you're the victim of the world's worst blackmailer. I mean, a blackmailer who gets it all wrong.
Yeah.
Hopes you'll send him some money out of pity.
Well, perhaps he sends out hundreds of these just hoping he'll strike lucky somewhere. You know, that there'll be somebody with a Melissa in their past.
Cost a fortune in postage.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to get dinner on.
And I'm going to unpack and have a shower. Listen, though.
What?
You're not, you know, harbouring any secret doubt.
What about?
Melissa.
No. Oh, please.
No, no, right. It's just so peculiar.
If she were called something sensible, then I might begin to wonder. But Melissa, I hope you'd have better taste. Though I'll tell you what will be interesting.
What?
Well, according to that, there are going to be more letters and photographs.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see them. Oh, you're there.
What a lovely day.
Mm, yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You want breakfast out here?
Yeah. Yeah, don't mind.
What?
We've had another letter.
Another? Oh.
Yeah.
Any photographs?
No, unfortunately not.
Well, that's a shame. I was looking forward to them. So, go on, what does he have to say?
Oh, you think it's a he?
Well, I think if it were a female blackmailer, she'd be a bit cleverer, don't you?
Probably. Well...
Oh, wait.
Oh, I see. The two lovebirds are out on the patio. How sweet.
Hello, love.
We hoped you were going to bring us breakfast.
Oh, Father, you're not serious.
Why not? You're a student. You're expected to do menial tasks in your vacation. We'll have... What do we want? Coffee, fruit juice, and whatever else is lying around.
Just put it all on a tray.
I should have stayed in bed.
You should.
You want me to read it?
Well, if you want, Kate.
Well, it's the same as the last one. Print it. Starts off, Dear Mr. Gillian...
Oh, polite, isn't he?
Yeah. Dear Mr. Gillian, as I promised, here are some details of your meetings with Melissa. They were all at the Swallow Hotel, Duke Street, Manchester, and took place on May the 28th, June the 14th, June the 26th, and July the 15th of this year. On each of these occasions, you had dinner with her in the restaurant of the hotel. Then you took a double room to which you both of you went. To which you both of you went.
Not very elegant.
Well, not very, no. To which you both of you went. I have photographic evidence of this, which I am keeping for the time being. In my next letter, I will explain what you must do to prevent this information from becoming public. I hope you will take this seriously, because I can assure you that I am very serious indeed.
That's it?
That's it.
The Swallow Hotel?
Yeah, I think I've seen it, off Princess Street.
Oh, so, I mean, it does exist?
Yeah, yeah. Why? I mean, what does that prove?
Nothing, no. Just that whoever's writing these things isn't totally certifiable. What's the postmark?
Oh, Manchester.
Right, here we are. Milk, orange juice, bran flakes, fruit.
Oh, darling, thank you.
Any chance for toast?
Yes, and coffee, yes. Coffee and toast will be provided if our customers will just be patient for a few minutes longer.
We will be.
Thank you. Well, I think you should just throw it away. What did you do with the other one?
It's in my study.
I'll throw them both away. It's obviously just some madman who's got hold of your name and is doing this to... Well, I don't know. To try and make us as unhappy as he is, I suppose.
Claire, I swear to you, I know nothing of any Melissa.
I know.
And as for the Swallow Hotel, I've never even set foot in it.
Darling, I know. Now, please, let's talk about something else.
Yes. I'm not sure about throwing them away, though.
Why ever not?
Well, just in case. I mean, if this carries on, if there are going to be any more of these things, it might get to the stage... I'm just saying might get to the stage when I have to go to the police.
What can they do?
Well, no idea.
It's just some lunatic.
Well, of course it is. I'm just saying I won't throw them away. Not yet. Yes?
Your wife for you, Mr. Gillian.
Oh, thanks, Helen. Put her on.
Richard?
Yes, hi.
There's no one with you, is there?
No, no.
Listen, I've done something rather stupid.
Oh, not like you.
To do with those letters.
Oh, what?
I rang the hotel. The Swallow Hotel. I just thought... I don't know what I thought. Except I think I just wanted to hear them say, you know, that they'd no record of you staying there on those dates. I just wanted to hear them say it.
Yes.
And so I got the letter from your study, and I rang and said, could they tell me if they'd had a Richard Gillian staying with them on... you know, on the date it said.
And?
They said yes.
Yes?
Well, of course, I didn't believe them. I made them check again. But they were quite definite and said that you... Sorry, I shouldn't say you, should I? Not you, but somebody... Somebody called Richard Gillian was staying with them on those dates.
Well, it wasn't me.
And each time it was a double room and he stayed for one night. They stayed for one night.
Still wasn't me.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have rung, I know.
Either there's another Richard Gillian or it's somebody else using my name.
Well, yes.
But it wasn't me. Claire, you must believe that.
Yes.
Whoever it was staying there, it wasn't me.
No.
Look, leave it till I get home. We'll talk about it then.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have shown you the damn letters, or I should have rung the hotel. I should have rung the hotel this morning. Don't let all this get to you. It's like you said, some lunatic out to cause trouble.
Yes.
We'll talk about it tonight.
Yes.
I love you.
And I love you. Yes, Mr. Gillian?
Helen, can you get me the Swallow Hotel? I want to speak to the manager. And if they try and fob you off with anybody else, tell them it's important.
Hello? Ah.
Hello.
Sorry I couldn't get back earlier. Had to see this new designer we're using. Who's got lots of ideas, but, well, some are better than others.
Dinner will just be 10 minutes.
Yeah. You want a drink?
No, thank you.
Is Jane in?
In a room.
Well, listen. I rang the Swallow Hotel.
Yes?
Told me what they told you. Somebody called Richard Gillian had stayed with them May 28th, June 14th, June 26th, July 15th. So I said thank you and I looked in my diary and... Well, I suppose you've already worked it out for yourself, haven't you?
Yes.
All days when I was away in London?
Yes.
Look, I can only keep saying the same thing.
You don't need to.
It wasn't me. I don't know any Melissa. I've never been to the Swallow Hotel.
Yes, I believe you.
Look, would I have shown you those stupid letters if what they were saying was true? Would I? No, of course I wouldn't. I'd have hidden them away, burnt them, anything, rather than let you see them, yes?
Possibly.
Well, what do you mean, possibly? Men who are having affairs don't go handing over to their wives letters that are going to tell them all about it.
Most men.
What?
Most men wouldn't.
And what's different about me?
You're very clever.
What?
You're clever enough to have shown me the letters. Then you could say to me exactly what you're saying now.
Well, yes, I do see what you mean, but no, that's not why I showed you the letters. Look, I'm away, what, 2 or 3 nights most weeks, so choose any date you like, midweek, which these are, there's a fair chance I won't have been here.
Suppose there is, yes.
So what's happened is that somebody using my name, or who just happens to have the same name as me, I don't know, but he's having an affair with a woman called Melissa. Are you listening to this, or am I talking to myself?
I'm listening.
Well, they're having this affair, and where do they go? The Swallow Hotel. And somebody else, the blackmailer, he sees them there, he finds out the man's name, and he thinks it's me. So what does he do? He starts blackmailing me.
It's possible.
Well, what else? Well, yes, what else is that I'm lying. Okay, right, switch the oven off.
What?
Switch it off, we're going out.
Where?
We're going to go to this hotel. We're going to get the whole stupid thing sorted out.
No.
Yes. Jane's in her room?
Yes, but...
Jane!
How is going there going to sort out anything?
If I've been there before, if I've stayed there 4 times, at least 4 times, then they'll know me, won't they?
Who will?
The staff, reception, whoever. Except what you'll see is that they don't know me. Nobody does.
Dinner ready?
No. Your mother and I have to go out for an hour or two. We'll have dinner when we get back.
Why? What's going on?
Nothing. Just some business we have to attend to.
Is this really necessary?
I think it is, yes.
Why? What do you want me to say? I believe you. I've said, I believe you.
Except you don't. Be honest, you didn't believe me even before you rang the hotel.
I did. Of course I did.
Yeah? So why did you ring them?
Because, like I said, I just thought I'd place it beyond any doubt. I thought they'd say no. I was sure, I was positive they'd just say, no, we've no record of any such person ever staying here. And then that would have been that. and I wouldn't even have told you I'd rung. I wish to God I never had.
Well, yes, but you did. And since you did, well, I'm sorry, but yes, this is necessary.
Mr. Gillian, yes, I remember. We spoke this afternoon.
We did, and this is my wife.
Mrs. Gillian.
Hello.
So how can I help you now?
Well, as we established, you've had a Richard Gillian staying here.
Yes.
I just want to be sure this isn't someone trying to pass himself off as me. So I wondered, can you tell me anything that might help, such as, well, the address he gave when he signed in, or a phone number, or how he settled his bill?
Can I ask, this isn't a criminal matter.
Oh, no, no.
And forgive me, but do you have proof of your identity?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've...
It's just a formality.
Well, that's my business card. I've credit cards.
Oh, that's sufficient, yes. If you wouldn't mind waiting a moment.
Not at all.
And I'll go and see what the computer can tell us.
Well, you want the dates, will you?
No, no, the name will do it. It's Richard...
Gillian.
G-I.
Double L-I-A-N.
Thank you.
Well?
Well, what?
Have you seen so much as a flicker of recognition on anybody's face? Girl behind the desk? This manager chap?
Richard, it's a big hotel. There must have dozens of staff.
Even so, we'll spend a week here if you like. Go round them all.
No, thank you.
Not one of them will show the slightest sign of having set eyes on me before.
I don't know that this tells us very much more than you know already. The gentleman in question certainly stayed with us on May 28th, June 14th and 26th, and on July the 15th.
Yes.
And gave his home address as Bellingham, Cheshire.
Yes.
But that's all? No house, road?
I'm afraid not.
Telephone number?
No, we'd only ask for that if the reservation was in advance. Oh, yes, and the account on each occasion was settled in cash.
Oh, but he must have signed in.
Oh, yes.
Well, could we see the signature?
Well, I suppose you could if only we had a copy of it, but the cards on which our guests sign are all destroyed a week or so after the account's been settled. From then on, we rely on the computer.
So you've no signature? No credit card number?
No.
In fact, nothing to prove that this man was who he said he was.
Richard.
We haven't, no. I'm sorry. I can see that you must find that frustrating.
Well, I find it incredible.
We are running a hotel, not a prison camp.
Yes, of course.
To be frank, people can check in and call themselves anything they like.
I think I'd like to go home. Can we not just...
Wait, please.
Sir, madam, table for two?
Well, no. Actually, we're not dining. I just wanted to ask you something. Have you worked here long?
Well, a fair time, yes, sir.
I mean, you haven't just started this week?
No, 3, coming up 4 years.
Good, well. Have you ever seen me before?
Well,
Eating here? Have I eaten here before?
It's difficult to say, sir. We have such a lot of gentlemen.
Do you remember me eating here before?
Well, I don't think so, sir.
Wonderful. Thank you. Just have one quick drink.
Whatever you like. This all seems to me a complete waste of time. But if you want a drink...
No, it's not the drink I want. It's what it proves.
Well, quite honestly, I don't think it proves anything.
Oh, Claire, please. Surely it's obvious.
Yes, sir.
Can we have a whiskey and soda and...
White wine.
And a white wine, please.
That's medium. Dry?
Medium.
And the scotch, sir. You want ice with it?
Please. Surely it's obvious I have never been in this hotel before.
Richard, there must be dozens of staff in a place like this.
Yes, but chances are...
And they must have hundreds of guests. Hundreds of guests coming and going.
But I'm supposed to have stayed here 4 times. Not just once, 4 times. Surely that makes it likely we'd bump into somebody who'd recognize me.
And suppose they did. Suppose they all have.
What?
The sort of hotel this is. I mean, city centre and what the sort of conference hotel, I suppose you'd call it.
Well, normal sort of hotel.
Yes, it is. And so half the couples they get here will be sneaking in for a quick bit of illicit fornication.
You think so?
I was always led to believe that was one of the things that kept these places going. One of the markets they cater for. Well, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it is. But
that's $2.80, sir. Shall I charge it to your room?
Oh, no, I'll pay you.
Certainly.
Well, there. Keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
I don't think I can drink this.
It doesn't matter. The point is, he didn't know me either. They none of them know me here. And why? Because I have never been here before.
Well, that's one explanation, yes.
Oh, there's another?
Yes. It's what I was saying about the kind of hotel this is. The kind of custom they get. They're used to pretending not to recognise people.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's you who's making an issue of this.
Me? It's you who rang them in the first place.
And you who insisted on dragging us here and trying to prove this and prove that. Well, all I'm saying, if you had been here with Melissa...
I haven't.
If you had, 4 times, doesn't matter, might have been 12 times. And every time you checked in with her, and you dined in the restaurant with her, and you'd been here in the bar with her, and so everybody knows you. Everybody. And now, tonight, you come in with me. Well, of course, none of them are going to come up to you and say, oh, hello, Mr. Gillian, how nice to see you again.
All right.
Of course they're not. You're with somebody else. Perhaps you don't want to be recognised.
Yes.
Well, for goodness sake, you must see that.
I do.
It's called being discreet. It's probably part of their training. They're trained not to recognise people.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's me beaten. I can't eat another thing.
Well, it hasn't been improved by the weight.
That's all right.
Well, it was supposed to be rather better than all right.
No, I mean it's good.
Darling, there's fruit or there's some of that chocolate mousse.
No, no, honestly, not a thing. Also, I think you two want to talk about something, so I'm going to go to my room.
I don't want to talk about anything.
It's just some little problem that's come up.
But you're not going to tell me what it is. Like, you're not going to tell me where you went tonight.
We're not, no.
But it's nothing for you to worry about.
Okay, but I do get the distinct feeling that I'm playing gooseberry to some sort of row, so if you don't mind, I'll just say goodnight and let you get on with it.
Good night, darling.
And, Daddy, you really don't have to finish all that bottle.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I shall go to the police. I said I shall go to
yes,
the...
Yes, I heard.
I shall go tomorrow. Tell them I'm being blackmailed. That's what they're there for.
Yes.
Darling, this morning those letters were a joke. We both read them and we joked about them. So what's happened, hmm? What's happened since then so that they're not a joke anymore? They're tablets of stone that have to be believed.
You know what's happened.
Yes. Yes, of course I do. You rang the hotel and you found out that somebody using my name had been staying there. And now, whatever I do, I take you to the hotel, I prove to you that nobody there knows me, but it's all to no avail. Because you've already tried me and found me guilty, and nothing I can do is going to shake that.
I haven't found you guilty.
Well, it feels like it. Feels like I've been tried and found guilty, and all I'm waiting for now is the sentence.
I just can't see all this about someone using your name. I just can't see why anyone should want to do that.
Happened before.
Huh?
Yeah, it did. When I was still a big cheese in the rugby world, capped for England, all that. And there was somebody going round pretending to be me and causing havoc, smashing up hotel rooms, not paying bills. When I tracked him down and gave him a pasting that put a stop to that, he admitted he'd done it. You know why?
No.
Because he was jealous. Jealous of my success. Turns out I'd once played alongside him at club level, though I couldn't remember. And now, here we are. Nice life, huh? I mean, look around you if you don't believe me. Both have our own careers. A house people envy. Money. We've even managed to have children who've done, you know, the things you want your children to do. And now there's somebody out there who doesn't like all that and who's out to spoil it. And the way you're acting, believing the letters, well, he's going to succeed, isn't he?
Oh, so it's my fault now?
No.
Well, if I'm the one that's...
I'm saying we have to trust one another. Because what these letters are out to do is destroy that trust.
Yes. Well, I think I have trusted you. All the time you're away, I don't know where you are, I don't know what you're doing. You could have had 12 affairs. I wouldn't know anything about them. I have trusted you.
So why stop now?
We get these letters.
Yes.
And you say they're from some madman.
But I think it was you who said that.
Well, whoever it was, they had to have been from a madman because they didn't make any sense. You'd never even been to this hotel.
I haven't.
But then, oh, what a surprise. Turns out you have.
No.
Or somebody called Richard Gillian has. So then plan number 2 goes into action. You take me to this stupid hotel and put me through the farce of wandering round, asking if anybody remembers you.
Which they didn't.
Which they didn't admit to doing, no. Suppose they had. Oh, now, wouldn't that have been interesting? Then what would your next ploy have been, I wonder? To claim that whoever was booking in there using your name must also have been your double, Yes.
Oh, God.
You see, I know you. I know how clever you are.
Thank you.
It wasn't a compliment.
So, if I'm that clever, why did I show you the letters? Oh, no. No, you've told me, haven't you? You've told me. That was my clever way of getting you to treat them as a joke. Well, I failed in that, didn't I? Pretty miserable failure there. And then, really stupid, I left the second letter around, never thinking, never in a million years thinking that you'd go looking for it and then ring the hotel.
No.
No, because I thought we trusted one another.
You counted on the fact I wouldn't ring the hotel.
Yes, yes, I counted on the fact that there was too much trust, too much love between us. So, if we're talking about betrayal...
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Well, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, I think we are.
Well, then the betrayal was you ringing that hotel. You choosing not to believe me even before you'd rung them. I showed you those letters because, fool that I was, I thought you were the person in whom I could confide everything, which I've always done, and you've done in me, or I've believed you've done in me.
I have.
Well, perhaps.
Oh, so now I'm the one who's been having affairs.
Perhaps we both have. Perhaps all this trust is just complacency, blindness. Perhaps our friends laugh at us. We're the couple who understand nothing. Certainly not one another.
Oh, stop it!
So why can't you just believe me?
I did believe you.
Until?
Until I rang the hotel.
Yes.
Until I rang the hotel and found out you'd been lying.
Oh.
Which was the last thing you'd expect me to do.
It was.
And then, oh my, what a performance we had, didn't we? Going to see the manager, wandering round the place, saying, hello, and do you remember me? As if that somehow proved your innocence. And when I say, well, a hotel like this, of course, they're not going to recognise you, you react like it's something you've never even thought about, never even crossed your mind. Whereas actually, it was what you'd been relying on all along.
I shall go to the police. Which I know you think is a waste of time, probably think it's a gesture to impress you, but I shall do it anyway.
Oh, do what you want.
And I shall prove to you... I don't know how, but I shall prove to you that I don't know and have never known anybody called Melissa. And that those letters are the scribblings of a madman who is out to destroy our marriage.